Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And we up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. Squad, Brian, Shane, what's good with y'all?
What up?
It's good.
It's not a football episode, as y'all can see. We got the NBA jerseys on because the season starts today when y'all see it. This season starts today, man. We got the 2023-2024 season coming. And it's, man, it's been, even though we love football, I'm glad to have basketball back on. Because we need something during the week, for sure. And, you know, the motto here, we don't waste no time. So we're going to get right into the storylines going into the season. The biggest storylines, which is obvious. Number one is James Harden still being on Philly. He obviously made it public. He does not want to be there. He does not want to play for a liar and Daryl Morey. The team he wants to go to, the Clippers, are refusing to give up Terrence Mann for him, which I don't understand. I saw the other day that Terrence Mann is older than Jason Tatum. And the Clippers are treating this man like he's 20 years old or something. So
And good. Not even the fact that he's older. He's not even good.
I don't understand it. But, yeah, the biggest storyline is Harden because we don't know what that team looks like. They have a reigning MVP. Like, it's not like this is just a team that's battling for the play-in. This is a team with an MVP that could be a championship contender. And depending on what you get back from Harden, you're still a contender. I think the last offer they said that was rejected was Terrence Mann and two picks. I think one pick and a pick swap. And that's just, to me, even though Harden, that's not Houston Harden, that's not enough for James Harden. Like, because James Harden's still going to get you 10 assists a game. And that's more than Terrence Mann will get you. That's the biggest storyline going in because we don't know how the East looks until Harden gets moved. And that's, it's going to really hurt because if he gets moved mid-season, like mess up team chemistry, like they have to gel in these new players. Mm-hmm. Same thing for Harden going to L.A. All that has to gel in. So that's where I'll start off with that. So what's y'all thoughts on Harden or any of the storylines y'all got?
I talk about Harden for a little bit. Like, yeah, that's definitely probably number one topic for sure going into the season just because of all the noise that he's made about it throughout the entire offseason. Going back to – and it kind of even started before, you know, the season ended just with all the reports of him probably going back to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And then him opting into the contract when he could have opted out. And then, of course, the press run that he went on talking about Daryl Morey this offseason.
Man, when I press on, he dropped the album.
Yeah, for real. So it's definitely tough to see, especially since Nick Nurse is their coach now. You know, it's a new system he's implementing, trying to get familiar with the team and the players. And, you know, arguably your second, definitely at worst your third best player on the team. At this point in time, it's just, I'm good. I'm not showing up or whatever he's doing now. It's not good. And especially for the Sixers because they're already kind of like a weird situation with Embiid. You know, you see Milwaukee. They made a move for Dame Lillard. Giannis today signed his extension. And
Embiid's that one player you cannot waste as
well. Yeah, exactly. You cannot. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Hopefully it gets resolved. I mean, we thought it would be resolved by now, but hopefully it gets resolved soon because nobody wants to see that going into the season too long.
Did y'all see his loophole getting out that CBA thing?
Mm-hmm.
The CBA basically, the rule is if he misses all the training camp and like the games or whatever, the Sixers still own his rights. Basically, his contract transferred over to next year.
Mm-hmm.
So he opted in to still be on the Sixers. And he's a free agent after this year. But if he doesn't report any training camp, then the contract just goes into next year. Literally roll over. So what he did was showed up for a training camp and left. So that is null and void now. So they don't own his rights now.
Oh.
So what's your thoughts, Shane, on James Harden's situation?
I mean, nothing really to add that you all haven't said. It's just I don't want to see a player that is such a difference maker so unhappy with his current situation. I mean, that's always a thing. It's an issue. It just doesn't make sense for the 76ers to... Like, you just don't want to start the season with front office problems or, I guess, management problems. And especially, like, with no signs of, like, progress It's just been straight regression, 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 every single thing we've, every like report that we've heard. So, I mean, I don't know what to think other than 76ers, you know, front office is awful at their job right now. It feels like it's not, you know, he's not asking for too, he's not even, he just doesn't want to be there. I feel like he doesn't have an insane request. And we know how quickly other players can get traded. I mean, I know he's kind of, and he's not even like a real, like, in-between person. It's not like, oh, he's just a low-value dude, or, oh, he's at the peak of his thing. Like, I mean, they got KD and Kyrie right out of Brooklyn, and then Kyrie's now on the Mavs, KD's on the Suns. So Harden was a part of that. He got sent to the Sixers. Now he's trying to get out, and they're just saying, I don't know. I don't, you know the actual conversations, but it sounds like a mess.
Yeah, it's a lot of conflicting reports out there, because I know, pretty sure y'all saw the one where it was like, he didn't go to Houston because he told Udoka he wanted to still be the NBA's leading scorer and all this.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember hearing something about that.
I don't believe that at all. And I know I defend Harden a lot, but I can't believe that, because he left Houston because he knew he couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, remember they got John Wall, Boogie, and Christian Wood. And he was like, yeah, before that he played the game, he asked out. He said, this team is just not good enough. So clearly he went to Brooklyn knowing, I don't have to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Anymore. I don't have to be the leader on the team. And he left Brooklyn. I think it was either him or KD said it was because Kyrie's in and out the lineup and KD's in and out the lineup. Mm-hmm. And he does not want to lead the team. So he goes to Philly, where they have a dude in the MVP conversation every year. That was ugly. But they have a dude that's there in the MVP conversation every year. So clearly he's not going to be the one there. So 3 years later after, or 2.5 years later after leaving Houston, there's no way he's like, okay, I want to go back to Houston and average 30 a game. I cannot believe he would say that.
Yeah, no.
It just doesn't make sense. But they got to trade him. I guess we don't know the exact truth, but from some reports, it's like, you know, Daryl Morey told him, if you opt in, we'll give you the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as he opted in, Daryl Morey's like, psych. You're stuck. Because I think James Harden would have resigned there if they gave him that max. None of us think he deserves that, though, which... he's like 34.
Yeah, he's definitely.
His game's declining. He still is an elite playmaker. But it's just, they're in a tough situation. And B, like I said, is the one star. If you just had to choose somebody, you don't want to waste their prime or them healthy games, it's MB. Because we don't know how much longer he's going to be healthy.
Right. Yeah.
So, Daryl Morey's literally just being stubborn. Oh, I mean, also, it's the Clippers thing. There are other teams out there I think you can send Harden to, but I think it's going to make the Sixers look bad, which I hate these times we're in. Like, I know teams blame, like, the Heat and the Blazers. Well, people blame the Blazers for not sending Dame to Miami. It's like, y'all don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, do what's best for y'all. Harden to the Clippers from the Sixers doesn't make much sense. Two teams I think would make perfect sense for Harden, even though I know he wouldn't go there, are Toronto and New Orleans. I think if you ship him for, like, CJ McCollum straight up, that benefits both teams. It gives Philly that guard that at least is a consistent scorer. He's mm-hmm. not going to need 30, but 20 a game is solid next to Embiid and Max and Tobias Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And then James Harden playmaking for Ingram and Zion is tough.
Yeah.
Toronto, you surround him with shooters and defenders, is solid. With
some other playmakers, too, to relieve him from being super ball dominant.
Schroeder, what's the rookie? Dick, the rookie. I don't even remember.
You said who?
The rookie in Toronto.
Gary Trent, OG, Siakam, Scottie. Like, obviously, you'd have to give him somebody for James Harden. But that's a good fit for him. And that was this whole thing with Dame, too. Like, just expand your teams. Don't just say, I want to go to this team who has nothing to trade for me. And then I'm going to get mad when I don't go there. Like, so, Brian, you have another storyline going this season? Or you are just on the Harden one, too?
No, I got another storyline going there. I think we are, and it's not to say, like, just to preface this before I say it, it's not to say, like, any of these players going to be retiring at the end of the season, but we are watching, like, the end of the era, last of a dying breed, in a sense, and having, like, KD be the best player on the team, having LeBron James be the best player on the team. Obviously, Steph is going to be the best player on the Warriors for, like, another couple years or so, but, like, he's getting older. You know, we're seeing, like, the superstars of the 2010s start to, like, you know, get to the ends of their primes or, like, get to a different stage in their career where they're not the number one option or they're not the most important person on their team. And so just seeing, and it's not really being talked about like that, but just seeing, like, the transition from those stars and how they've impacted the game to, like, the new generation of stars. So, like, the Tatums of the world. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Giannis is up there. Jokic is up there. Mm-hmm. Luka is up there. And any other, like, young slash youngish star player that you can name in the league that could probably be the face of the NBA for, like, the next 5-10 years or so.
Yeah, man.
For sure. And so, for me, it's just going to be really interesting seeing, like, how that plays out this year because, you know, a lot of rosters look good this year, especially with...
I think it's literally one that doesn't.
Yeah. A lot of rosters look good this year, so there's going to be, like, a lot of parity in the league. Like, there's going to be at least 6 or 7 teams that are probably legit championship contenders. And a couple of them are going to have those older players on them. You know, going to have, like, LeBron James on it with the Lakers and KD on it with the New Look Suns and, you know.
Al Horford.
You know, we're not sure what the Warriors are going to look like this year, but as long as you have Steph, like, you in that conversation as well. And so it's going to be pretty interesting to see. And, you know, that may even tie into a bold prediction I have later. But it's definitely going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, to Brian's point real quick, just Shannon Sharp didn't even have LeBron in his top five no more. Mm. That just shows a lot about the times we're in. Mm-hmm. Steve, they put him in his top five, but Shannon did not. Mm.
Who did Shannon have, if you know?
I
assume Joker.
Joker, Giannis.
Yeah, of course, them two. Embiid. Luka, I think, I want to say Tatum. Yeah, Tatum and Luka might have been in the final two.
So he ain't have LeBron nor Steph and stuff like.
Maybe not. I know. Stephen A didn't have Steph.
Uh-huh.
Steph was 6. No, KD was 6. Steph was in there.
Okay.
LeBron was 5. It was Giannis. No, it was Joker, Giannis. Who was 3?
It's not Luka or Tatum.
No, Luka wasn't in it. Luka was not in his top 5. I just watched the video today, but I mean, we can give our own eventually. But yeah. Shane, what's your storyline going in this season?
Well, I was first going to go just add my little comments to Brian's opinion about how we're going to, you know, start seeing the younger guys kind of take over as being the it guys for their teams, and I'm honestly excited. It's like, I can't imagine, I guess, like, you know, we're kind of getting into the point where we're going to start being the old heads of saying who's, you know, like, good, not, you know, like, other GOAT conversations coming up.
We are the old heads, I promise.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I can't see me starting to naturally, like, hate on younger dudes how I felt like the generation above us did when it came to, I guess. I mean, I guess it's usually only just the Jordan Braun debate. But I feel like I respect a lot of these young dudes. And I think you can see, like Brian said, how the influence from the people they watched growing up has reflected into their game and how they kind of added their own, you know, kind of style or added their other strengths into it. Like, I mean, I guess the closest one I would say. And it's not, you know, that comparable, not to come out there, shake it up. But, like Trey, compared to how Steph's game probably reflected on him.
Easily. That's the person I thought you were going to say.
Yeah. Nah, I wasn't going to say nothing crazy, but I was just going to say it's just like that, except I think he's probably a little bit better on ball scoring and probably
Trey's passing. Better at his age than Steph was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, my other storyline I was going to bring up. We talked about 76ers, younger generation. I was going to talk about the Bucks, and I don't know the name of it, but I'm going to just come out here and say it. Can Freak Time get it done?
That's your storyline, Freak Time?
Yeah. And I know it's not time for predictions or all that just yet, but I'm still come out here and say no. I know we're going to talk about our championship takes later, but I'm going to say no. I don't.
Yeah, just hold it for the championship.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is. We finally are about to see Dame, Mr. Scary Batman, for leaving Portland and heading over to Milwaukee after dedicating his career. My man's dropped a song about his departure. He left his wife over there. He left his kids.
I don't know how that went, bro.
Yeah, the divorce was crazy.
I really want to know how that went.
I think he was so hard-pressed on going to Miami that he knew he was going to divorce her anyway going to Miami. Like, they had already started the conversation, yeah. The paperwork, and then when it was Milwaukee, they was too deep in the game. It was just like, shit, well, we got to go through it in that.
See, I think when bro got traded, he just went to Milwaukee and just didn't say a word. I think he just ghosted
him. He just packed in one bag.
He filed for divorce, so it's like.
He probably filed for when he got to Milwaukee. She was probably surprised.
He faxed and joined. You're not going to Milwaukee again?
What?
Damn, I heard you. No.
But all right, so you got Bucks. All right, so we can jump into award predictions. And we can start off with the young. Bless you. With the young guys, man. Rookie of the year. It's interesting.
Skip it. You don't even have to give nobody.
Hold up.
What's interesting?
This is interesting because I think it's easily Chet. I think Chet is one of the guys that had a year to sit back and watch everybody. And his game is, from what we've seen, it looks good. Chet looks good. My only thing is, I don't think he's going to last playing the five. I think they need to put a true five there. Mm-hmm. And run him like Draymond and Jaren Jackson, where he starts the game at four, but he can finish at five. But do not have him playing the whole game at five. But Chet's a baller. Like, I know the pick is Wemby, but if you look at the odds, Wemby's barely a favorite over Chet. Like, they're neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a month ago, Chet was the big favorite, like a minus something favorite.
You think Vic is the minus favorite now?
No, he's still plus. They're still plus.
I literally was looking at him like before this when I was picking my picks.
Oh, yeah, one of y'all.
I think it might have been like 145.
I was just listening to something today, and he was minus 140. So, I mean, it was close, though. But
Chet was?
No, Vic.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I thought you said he's plus.
Nah.
Oh, all right. I mean, yeah, so he was the favorite. I thought you said he's plus, though. All right.
It's Vic.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. The thing is, Pop is probably going to limit Vic.
But, I don't care. He can dominate with his limited. As long as he meets the threshold, however many games he needs to play, or minutes, whatever.
65 games.
He get a minute in there.
I don't know. That's only 17 missed games. I'm not wishing the worst on bro, but I feel like something's going to happen injury-wise. His body not going to hold up. Something. But Chet, other thing with Chet is also he's going to be playing on a winning team, and he's going to make a huge impact on a winning team. This is a team that just missed the play-in last year. Well, they were in the play-in, lost, and they were the smallest team, and if they would have made the playoffs last year, they would have been the smallest team in NBA history to make the playoffs and the youngest team to make the playoffs. Hmm. Now you're adding Chet to that mix. You have some height, shooting, can hammer the ball. Him and Wemby have very similar games. Wemby's just literally taller and just more of a freak.
Yeah. But,
Chet, I'm giving it to Chet because of that year. Like, that helps out a lot. Just like the Ben Simmons and Spider thing. When you can work out and train with NBA players as opposed to just being in college or Vic was in France. I know it's still professional basketball, but it's different when you're around that.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Chet, he did pick up some muscle.
He bulked up a little bit.
I'm glad he didn't, you know, KD always said he didn't lift weights because it would affect his jump shot. That's why, like, Giannis, you know, Giannis came to the league being able to shoot a little bit. He got big and it went out the window. So, yeah, I'm going with Chet. That's my pick. And I guess both of y'all got Wemby.
No question.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Wemby. I'm high on what I've seen so far in preseason. And
we know. You got him in 17.
Oh, yeah. But, nah, I think, I mean, if he plays the 65 games, like, there's no reason that he's not going to get it. And I don't even know what other significant options they gonna have in San Antonio to like score, and he gonna be he definitely gonna get it done defensively, like
for sure.
Like, he might average 3 blocks per game out the jump.
And he's gonna be one of the people you have to look at advanced stats too for, like the way he impacts the game, because people don't even drive.
Yeah,
like it's not just the blocks that are gonna be crazy; it's just the impact. Like, it's gonna be low scoring
and some shots too. Because he just blocked Clay's joint yesterday, I think.
Wait, it was Wiggins' joint.
Oh, it was Wiggins.
He got both of them at the 3-point line.
Yeah, they said that's probably going to be the problem for him is fouling. Because his arms and stuff are so long, he's going to foul a lot of shooters.
Okay.
Like, that closeout is dangerous. Yes, he's going
to
block it.
He doesn't have to close anything out. He just has to get close.
He just has to stay in there and put his arm
on. That too. But, yeah, so Shane Wemby too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do sixth man of the year. So, guy coming off the bench. Last year, it was Malcolm Brogdon.
This year could be somebody else on Boston. It depends on who's starting.
I picked him. I don't think he's starting.
It's either Horford or White's coming off that bench.
Oh, I was going to pick Drew.
Drew is not coming off the bench.
Drew's starting.
He's starting?
Why would Drew not start?
Because he's going to be limited minutes.
Are we talking about the same Drew Eubanks? Is that who you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not talking about Drew Holiday, bro. There's no way. They don't have a point guard. They traded Marcus Smart.
But I looked. Listen, man. I'm just telling you what FanDuel told me.
What did they tell you?
He was like plus 600.
For what? Six, man?
Yeah that's not. Plus 1,900.
Oh, 1,900.
But he's like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's the sixth highest.
Obviously. Are there any other Celtics above him?
No.
I don't think it's any possible way bro don't start. I don't think that makes. It would have to be Derek White. Because they don't, unless you point at Derek White, the point guard, which makes no sense.
They got Chris Paul at plus 17.
That's another pick, though. I don't think his case is going to be, he's starting while Draymond's out, and nobody knows how long Draymond going to be out for. Six man, y'all want those some names out? We got.
I'm standing on my name.
Ooh.
I'm sticking with Drew. You're
sticking with Drew Holiday. Terrible.
I can't wait and win.
I'm just looking at the options.
I don't know exactly who's going to be. I've heard rumors about who's starting it, but it don't make sense. But give me one of them guards in Portland, either Sharp or Simons. I've seen posts of them saying Sharp is starting, which makes no sense.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Because Simons is the best player on that team.
that's nuts.
But if he comes off the bench, he could start. He could get six man. Who else we have?
I like how you finished the season. I throw Rui in the mix.
I was thinking who the Lakers six man was, but I couldn't remember who.
Yeah, I'll throw Rui in the mix.
Hachimurin.
Sure. Eric Gordon, he gets hot off that Suns bench. Because they're going to need something off
that's
that bench.
That's Eric? Yeah. You said Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
Oh, wow. I missed that.
That's cool.
Yeah, Brad had like a 20-point game the other night. Like two missed shots. sorry, podcast. We freestyling for the
season. Yeah, I mean,
I'll pick Rui.
I feel like we're missing a big name. The other thing is Memphis. Who, if somebody starts these 25 games for Ja, and then Ja comes in, and they move to the bench, will they still qualify for Sixth Man of the Year? Marcus Smart could get Sixth Man of the Year for that case.
Oh, yeah.
He just got to play the 65. Yeah, it's kind of crazy because it'd be like you started a quarter of the year, basically, or a little more than that.
Yeah, so. I can't think of anybody else. I'll go Sharp or Simons, whichever one doesn't start. That's to me.
The leading favorites right now are between Quickly and Norman Powell.
Norm is a bucket off the bench. Dang.
He's still with the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. See, his case is PG and Kawhi gonna miss time, so yeah. Powell gonna start probably.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna stick with the Blazers guards. Brian, you said
I go with Rui.
Rui, and you got Drew Holiday.
I'm sticking with it. Right. One man, 50 nigga.
Are we doing business?
Are we doing the clutch player of the
year? Might as well, man. Clutch player of the year last year was Fox.
Damn. He's going to take all them shots Giannis don't like to have the ball in his hands for. I'm not saying he'll convert everyone.
Give me Ant-Man.
Hmm.
That's great.
Give me Ant-Man.
Oh my God. When I make a take about Brock Purdy, I'm so long. Clutch player of the year.
Just say it with
it's him. A random one, man. I'm throwing Tyrese Maxey in there. I think they're going to need a closer. Centers, no matter how good a center is, your center can't be a closer.
No.
Or big man in general, because it's so easy to crowd that when it's clutch time. So give me Maxey. He's going to be that guy that he's going to be the second go-to option for Philly anyway. So give me Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, no matter what happens with Harden.
Yeah, for sure. So we said rookie clutch. We said six man. Most improved. I'll let y'all go because y'all already know I've been tweeting about the same guy for months.
Is it Poole?
No.
I don't like how some of these guys.
But no, I was actually going to say something before we even made picks. I was going to say, I feel like most improved player is delayed by a year, every year. It's people that should have got it the year before. Or the names that are up there are people that improved the season before. And it's like, oh, we saw you improve last year, so you get it this year.
Well, you say that because like Bridges.
Yes.
Because he's the favorite. Yeah, I don't like that in general. Bridges, I kind of get because they're like, yeah, you turned up halfway last season, so we expected the full season. But I don't like when they give it to like players in their second year. It's like, yo, you're supposed to improve after 1 year.
Like the fourth best odds right now is Cade.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's like, bro, you drafted number one overall.
The players that should improve already, which they might be on the list, but I think they should be ruled out, is Jabari Smith, Cade, Sharp,
I think Simons Bridges is probably up there.
Simons. Like, we know these guys can pools on that. It's like, bro, we know he's going to average 25. Like, that's not I feel like you have to be improving throughout the season. And my pick, I've been saying it on Twitter, even though he went on the media stand and denied he improved at all, which scares me, but give me DeAndre Hunter for the Hawks. He's the fourth pick. This man's like a poor man's Kawhi because he's elite at defending, and he just has that quiet game to him. Mm-hmm. But he needs to take that next step. Like, he has to for the Hawks to take that next step, too. And maybe Quinn Snyder can be the one to get it out of him because Quinn Snyder is known for getting the most out of his players, no matter the talent.
Except for John Collins.
John Collins didn't.
But he just sucks.
Yeah. So, give me DeAndre Hunter.
Okay. I was just trying to check the odds.
I do want to throw an exception to my rule, though, about who should get it and who should not.
Uh-huh.
The one exception is Jalen Green. Because if Jalen Green comes out and averages like 27 plus,
and efficient,
I think he should be most improved because he's on that trajectory, but he's surrounded by such youth already. And now they got Fred and Jeff Green in there. That should calm him down a little bit and just take smarter shots. But it has to be like 27. I think even 25 wouldn't be enough. Like 27. Because 20 was 20 like 10 guys year, right? That'd be averaging 25.
Yeah.
If not more, for real, for real.
Yeah.
So I say Jalen Green is the exception.
And before I forget, I'm going to let you go, Brian. Okay. I feel like a solid candidate who actually would be a good pick, but he just doesn't improve. This is not so my pick. I know you
improve.
Honestly, probably. But I was going to say Cam Reddish. He could, if he would actually improve, he could easily win the joint. But he's just
easily. Don't be one of them Twitter people. What do y'all see in this man, bro?
I'm told you. I'm not saying he has improved or will improve. But if he had the ability to improve, I think he could be like the easy, heavy favorite.
I don't see how he would. He's behind LeBron. Like, either way, he's getting 10 minutes a game.
Yeah. I just think they took him.
That man just beat this year, too.
Oh, yeah. That's why that's not my pick, though. You trying to act like that's my pick. Nah, I'm bringing up Cam Reddish's name.
Oh, shoot.
Fred Warner hurt.
Alright.
Yeah, who's you?
I picked Poole, though.
Okay.
I'm still going, like, it's delayed by a year, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
Well, he shouldn't have got it last year.
No.
He struggled last year. Even if you mean the year before that, then yeah.
It's just delayed. How about that?
Did you already say yours?
Yeah, it's a pool party in D.C. for sure.
Okay.
If I had to pick anybody else.
I got one other name, too. Not DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah, I'll stick with pool.
Not DeAndre Hunter. Give me a guy that, if he improves offensively, the league will be in trouble. And that's Evan Mobley. Last year, he didn't improve much from his rookie season, but he was still elite in defense. That man develops on offense. Kick Jared Allen off the team, put Mobley at the five, and oh boy, that team is dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
Coach of the year.
Nick Sirianni.
I'm just glad you know who that is. Let's play a game. Let's play. Who is the coach? Shane.
Okay. Oh, God.
Might know both of y'all, but who is the coach of the Philadelphia 76ers? This is the Shane.
You just... Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Pass.
Brian.
Nick Nurse.
Oh, yeah, he said that.
Who's the coach of Portland? Shane.
Pass.
Brian.
Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey?
Chauncey, I just said this one. Who's the coach for Atlanta?
Quinn Snyder.
There we go. Boston.
The guy.
He's a favorite to win Coach of the Year because they're going to get a lot of wins.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Danny Ainge.
No. He's not even with them.
He wasn't even the coach. I don't think he coached them in all lifetime.
Robert Parrish.
He just do played, not in the NBA. He played, though. He played college.
Just keep naming former Celtics.
He took down John Wall and Boogie Pierce. In Kentucky.
You could have. No, he not.
Kevin Garnett.
Coach
John.
Ray Allen.
Nah,
Joe Mazzulla.
Mazzulla.
Let me see. Houston.
Thibodeau.
Jesus Christ. Knicks.
Thibodeau.
Alright, Houston.
Who? Thibodeau. Nah, I don't know who the Houston coach is, bro.
Udoka.
Oh, no, the dude that cheated on the girl, bro. Or the dude that got kicked out of Boston.
Phoenix.
Who is that?
Nah, it's no. I know who it is.
That's right, because I still don't like that.
Hold up. No, hold up. Terrible. Before you go, I had it in my notes already. Frank Vogel.
Okay.
That was my pick.
So that's your pick for Coach of the Year. Yeah. All right, cool. So
that's why I had to look, see?
All right, Lakers.
LeBron.
Okay. He's not arguing with that one. You get two more from you. Indiana.
I was going to check.
A championship. Not with the Pacers, obviously.
I was going to check.
Wait, does he? Was he the coach? Or was it Avery?
No, it was him.
Okay.
I think that was my backup pick. Can I refer to my notes?
Yeah.
I'm referring to my notes in case that was Rick Carlisle.
Okay, Detroit, last one.
Chauncey.
No.
All right, hold up.
He's black.
He is?
Yeah, yes. And bald.
Oh.
Wrong bald nigga.
He just got fired. He undeservedly
The Toronto fired. Raptors dude.
No. Oh, you're thinking of Casey.
Yeah.
Dwayne Casey did go to Detroit 3 years ago, yes.
But he wasn't bald.
Oh. He got fired from Wu.
I'm not telling you that.
Why would I know the other coach? Was it the Suns coach?
Yes.
I don't know who that it was.
Monty Williams.
Monty Python. That's how I memorize it.
What do you mean by that?
That's a movie.
Yeah. Fact check that one. But
it Brian, is.
Who's your coach of the year?
I'm stuck on Monty Python.
Insane.
I got Darvin Ham. Monty, hold on.
It's a movie.
Explain,
bro.
Yeah, why you got Darvin Ham?
I think the Lakers gonna be. First of all, so for basketball, I feel like when teams keep like the same core, same coaching staff, obviously, I feel like momentum kind of carries on from season to season. So I like what they were finally able to find at the last half of last year with the roster that they finally got. And I think that'll just carry into this year. Because if they had that roster to end the season from the jump, they would have been a top two, probably the number one seed in the West easily. So I'm very high on the Lakers this year, for sure.
Shane, who's the Mavericks coach?
Your boy on the team. You're supposed to know that.
Is it a former player?
It absolutely is.
Dirk.
Close.
Almost.
To me, he's top five of his position all the time. Or at least top, I say seven.
He was 13. Ain't no way you know this movie.
I do, but I told you about that movie, bro. y'all go check it out.
1975.
Go check it out, bro.
What?
Go check it out.
So, yeah, who's the Mavs coach?
He was a teammate of Dirk.
Teammate of Dirk.
Top seven at his position all the time.
Jason Kidd.
There you go.
No, it was Brandon Haywood.
That is a teammate. What's that, the coach? Is it just MVP left?
Let me check. I have notes on my picks. Hold up.
We did clutch. We
defensive
did.
Player.
DPOY.
Vic.
The favorite is, again, JJJ. And I feel like he's about to go through hell this year.
No Steven Adams.
Oh, yeah, he's already gone.
He'll be fouled out by halftime 30-40 games, bro.
Bro, like, he got 2 fouls already.
I'm not a fan of JJ. I didn't like him getting the pick last year. Like, these help defenders, I know I've said it before, but just in case this is a new listener coming in, I can't stand a help defenders getting this award. Just because you clean up the mess, which you're supposed to do, not saying they're just out there, but just because you clean up the mess doesn't mean you should get that award. Like, JJJ, when he goes up against guys at his position, he gets cooked. He just swats other people's shot, like guards. I hate that. But, DPOY. What's killing me is that thrush mark, the 65 game thing. Because there's a lot of players I can name, but it's like, do I trust them to play them games? So I'm going to go with Bam. I think a lot's going to be on Miami this year because they just didn't replace anybody that left. It's going to be a lot on Bam. He's going to have to develop offensively, too. So, yeah, I'm rocking with Bam.
I think the new market that my guy's in is going to help him. And he's going to be the main focal point of that team. Give me Mikal Bridges.
Yes, sir. Fantasy.
Give me Bridges.
Now, that's interesting because
I know it's not going to happen, but give me Bridges.
Defensive player of the year, I don't know last year, but I know before last year. Well, Grizzly probably were top, but I know the defensive player of the year always goes to a team that's top 5 in defense. When you look at the Nets, with Ben Simmons, Bridges, Claxton, Cam Johnson, you have dudes that can lock
they
up.
They got some.
So, yeah, they'll be in that combo. On for sure.
And they picked
and
up.
And bitch with him. They got a lot of people.
Getting shitty as Kyle Kuzma called.
So, yeah.
Shane, who you
got? DPOY.
I said Vic. But I won't.
That was my runner-up.
I won't. Yeah, I won't
no
stand
on. No rookies ever won that award, by the way.
That's why that was the bold prediction, too.
No, that was mine, too. That's crazy.
It was easy. But my backup, it's my guy who has 2 first names or 2 last names.
Paul Gold.
Utah Jazz.
Walker Kessler.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Could have been Kessler Walker.
Kessler's a first name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I could easily call him Kessler Walker.
I mean, yeah, you can say
Daniel Shane.
Yeah,
well, you can say it. That's not smooth, though.
Neither does Kessler Walker.
Yeah, that's not.
Look at Cousins Kurt.
That's not. It's the two. What? It's the 2 syllables that y'all are missing. Like, Joseph Corey Joseph. You can't.
No, that doesn't. Corey, no.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Corey's a last name. That's like
it
a
can
guaranteed
be.
First name.
It can Corey? Be. Chandler Wilson.
He ain't even in the league no more.
Chandler Wilson, that doesn't sound.
Yes,
I know. That's why like, that don't Chandler Wilson.
It's because y'all know them all.
No, I really did. I was thinking of a football player. I was like, who the fuck is Chandler Wilson?
What about O'Neal Shaquille?
It's 2
exceptions.
O'Neal.
Exceptions. Exceptions.
O'Neal Jermaine, is that right?
No.
Stop. Curry Stephen.
Nah. What's his actual
name? No, it's Wardell. Curry Wardell.
Nah. All right, man.
Just losing this one. All right. Big award, man. MVP. Is this a 2-man race first? Let me start off with that.
Let me look and see how many names I have.
No, I think it's wide open.
Okay.
I think it's a wide open race. I think, first of all, I think they gave Embiid the Here Nigga Damn MVP award last year.
That's what the narrative is going to say.
He missed that kick.
Yeah, it's similar to the Harden thing in Houston where he should have been got it, and they're, like Brian said, it's like here, finally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, we're not saying he didn't deserve it, but there are other people that definitely could have got it.
You know what? Let's talk about it before we even go to it. I feel like we need some real-ass standards for how to give this award out.
Well, that's why they implemented that game rule.
Sure, game, sure, but I want to see some. MVP is a serious award. Not really, but it should be held seriously. And I feel like if a person, there just need to be actual statistics to back up why they gave the dude the award. Like, aside from points per game. Huh?
Yeah.
But I'm still saying, like, in a book somewhere or somewhere that's available to people, I just can't see Oh god, hold up. My train of thought is slowly.
Well, it shouldn't. Whatever go. It shouldn't go by stats because it's three different things. One, should the award go to the most valuable player? Which is, if you take that player off the team, is that team still the same? That's one. Mm-hmm. Two is the best player on the best team that season.
No, I don't think that's. Well, maybe that's an option, but go ahead.
And then the other one is the best statistical season. The examples for each one is Russ for the best statistical season. Mm-hmm. Best player on the best team would have been Steph.
His first one,
which people thought should have went to, well, debatable, him and Harden. And then was most valuable, could be Giannis. Mm-hmm. You take him off that Bucks team, they're way different. Or Joker, same thing.
Yeah. I just think it needs to be it just has to be stated somewhere. Like, the committee has to get together and figure it out. Because I seen one dude, and I know, completely different sport. But it was somebody on my baseball screen that got like, and I know it's not MVP, but it was some type of slugger or maybe Golden Glove award that got it 10 straight from his rookie, since he was a rookie and it was his first time missing out. And I feel like you don't get that no more in the NBA. If you are that good or performing at that level, even though I feel like the glove or slugger or whatever, that's an actual stat-based thing. But it's because it's something out there that said this is what you need to do to become a slugger, whatever, Golden Glove.
But it's going to change anyway.
What is?
Like, this not a written down rule to what requires the MVP because it goes season by season. Like, things are going to change. Like, Russ, his triple-double year, the year after that, Russ still averages a triple-double, but he's not in the MVP convo. Like, the narrative changes every year, so it's hard to say, yeah, we can write this down or these are the rules, but it's going to change. Because you can have somebody average 30, 10, and 10, and then somebody else averages 25, 6, and 4, but their team is better, and the games they play he looked better, he's more efficient, whatever.
Then it's got to be most valuable, not best player on the team, and not statistically the best.
But then how do you determine, like, who's most valuable between Giannis and Joker?
If you take them off the team.
But that Bucks and Nuggets would be the same team if you take Giannis and Joker off. Probably battling for the play-in.
That's why we need to call the committee up after the podcast and have this conversation with them.
That's too – MVP's too fluid, man. I get what you're saying, but it's too fluid. Like, it's going to change every season. And then there's voters fatigue, which people – we don't agree with, but it's real.
Yeah, but that one is the one that's the main issue I have. If someone is playing at such a high level, because, I mean, even if two people have the same exact stats, but if you know this person had a much tougher time or their situation, I guess that's kind of the main thing that's, like, the difference. I guess whose situation was it tougher to put up the numbers or lead their team to whatever they did. Because I think what it was, Russ triple-double when they, like, was six.
Yeah. Joker did too, though. He won it at 6-6. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I will say is, I didn't know that was the last play. I might have lost my train of thought.
Joker 6-6.
No, what did you say before that?
I said the situations about they can average the same thing, but if the situation was better, like you. I don't know.
Well, last thing I remember was voter fatigue. The voter fatigue is a problem because players. I remember. Boom. The one thing I don't like about the voting is the narrative about the season before. Because I know people like this year, with perfect example, we're not going to vote for Joker no matter what. I'm not about to give him three MVPs because he just hasn't won a chip. You can't hold in what he did in the playoffs without a team against him. Giannis, and I think it was the bubble year, before the bubble or after the bubble, 2021 maybe. Which one of them years, they was like, Giannis, why would we give him the MVP if he can't get it done in the playoffs? What does last year's playoffs got to do with this regular season? He's averaging 30, 12, and whatever, 8. And y'all going to say because he didn't perform last year in the playoffs, he can't get MVP this year? That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
So who is your MVP, Shane?
I have three candidates. I don't have
Okay, who are your three?
And it goes against whatever I just said. I have Joker, if they don't do voter fatigue. I have Luka, since he hasn't won one yet. But he's going to be super close with the, I don't know.
With the winning.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to win enough games for him to get it.
And then the last one was Tatum.
That's safe. If we're doing three, give me Tatum. And I'm telling y'all now, I'm just taking Giannis and Joker out. Because to me personally, I think it is two-man race between them two. But just to just throw other names out there, give me Tatum, give me SGA, and give me Ant. I think Ant's hardest mission, or getting it, is because of Minnesota. That market's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much you ball. I know KG got it back in the day, but it took a minute.
I think they were the number one seed in the West of the year, too.
Yeah, so it's going to take a lot for Ant. Yeah. But he's a player that everybody thinks is going to take a jump anyway from this USA thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my three. But Tatum is definitely a very safe pick because they're going to win a lot of games. They're probably a 60-win team.
They have so many more pieces. He plays
both sides of the ball.
I mean, well, they lost, but they also gained. But yeah, two-way player should be just about as efficient as he has been. They just should just see more winning, I think. But were they? Were they the one? Nah.
Milwaukee was one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that. Yeah, I think Tatum's is a pretty simple pick if you don't want to say Joker or Giannis.
Or Jordan Poole. Brian, who you pick?
Kyle Kuzma. So I'm going to kind of put them in categories like how Shane was talking about. Best player on best team. Well, he's kind of going to be combined for best player on best team in like a statistical season. Definitely Tatum. He's probably going to be my leading candidate for MVP going into the year. Like for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I got like a couple dark horses that I don't think a lot of people are talking about for obvious reasons. Because, you know, why? I kind of like AD.
Okay.
I like AD in the MVP conversation.
65 games, not going to make it.
He might.
Yeah, I think this year might be the year he does it.
Yeah, he might.
Because he needs some more gold.
And I think if the Lakers want to go somewhere, and, you know, it's kind of like to the conversation I was having, you know, with the...
Taking the reins.
Yeah, like, he has to be the best player on that team. Like, LeBron is in year 21. Everybody just stop and think about that for a second. LeBron is in year 21. If the amount of NBA seasons he's played was a person, they could legally drink that. That's fucking nuts.
That's insane.
So he has to be, and I was saying it in the playoffs last year, like if they were going to go to the finals and win, possibly, he would have had to been the best player on their team.
Mm-hmm.
And going forward, I think he has to be the best player on that team if the Lakers want to go far. So I got Tatum as my number one candidate. I'm throwing AD in the mix too, probably as my number two candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to throw a third name in there,
Rudy Gobert.
No. I don't know. I just feel like Steph is going to be going off this year on some crazy scoring type shit, so I'll throw him in there too. I don't know if that means that they'll be that high of a seed, but I like Kyle. He'll probably be just averaging 32 easily. So those are my three.
My dark horse is baby Steph. Give me Trae Young. Mm-hmm. Quinn Snyder's a regular season coach, so they're going to get some wins. And Trae Young definitely fills up the stat sheet.
Sure.
But real quick, let's do rapid fire because we still have bold prediction, one bold prediction each, and then guess the player. But real quick, rapid fire, let's do reverse rewards. Let's do least valuable player. So least valuable player, they got to start though. Who's just a player that, you know, just does nothing in that starting lineup?
I'm going to think on this for a second. I mean.
Tony Snell's no longer on the team.
Nah, I'm trying to think of that nasty Hornets lineup. Because, you know, they Hall of Fame, terrible social relations, I guess. But, give me.
Hold on, before you continue, let me bounce back real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to take Steph out. Zion comeback season. Come on, Zion. Come on, Zion. They was shitting on your name this summer, Zion.
Fat boy, porn star, fucker.
Zion, please.
Well, they just, I saw something today. Let me read y'all this.
And he got four voices.
Come on, Zion.
This is
She tried to ruin you, Zion.
Yeah,
these players are officially the same height without shoes. Zion.
Okay.
Draymond.
Okay.
Klay. Terrence LeVert. Reggie Bullock. Troy Brown Jr. Kelly Oubre. Grant Williams. Jordan Noir. This man Zion is 6'5" without shoes, bro.
That's crazy.
I'm over here thinking, bro, it's like 6'7", 6'8".
No.
I thought he was max 6'6".
Yeah. Zion comeback season.
So least valuable.
They have to start, though. That's
I'm going to say a player I hate. Give me CJ McCollum. I can't stand He's that.
Definitely not.
Especially for the CBA. I mean, he just.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
Fred.
Stop hating. He does stuff, bro.
Last year, he shot them out of the game, for sure. Man, finished dead last at field goal percentage. Oh,
Dylan, bro, ain't Dylan Brooks going to stop?
He's on the run.
Yeah. I think he's going to add value to that team defense. Something. He got. Oh, it might be. He don't start, but it might be your boy you name. Cam Reddish.
Yes, sir. That's definitely.
All right, yeah, forget. They don't even got to start. Just who's the least
I got a starter.
All right, bet. Who is it?
And I don't. He's going to have value, but he's going to be the most disappointing on that team. Give me Bradley Beal.
Okay.
Bradley Beal in this point guard position, disgusting. Disgusting.
I hate that. I don't know why they didn't just make Booker when he runs point anyway.
Yeah, that's going to be disgusting. So, give me Brad. This is not me hating and being bitter as a Wizards fan. No. Give me Brad.
Our least improved. Who's not going to make any improvements from last year?
Ja Morant.
Cam Reddish.
I'm going with Ja. I got him flashing the gun.
Might be Barnes, man. Gobert. We know he's just not going to get any better.
Julius Randle.
Ben Simmons.
I don't know.
Preseason highlights got you.
Nah, yeah, he's not tricking me no more.
I mean, he's not going to be a shooter nothing, but the pass is still there. That's what matters.
He's not going to play.
I'm about to say, how many games he going to pass?
Man, I don't know.
Ben Simmons not tricking me.
Say he's done scamming millions of Americans from Australia. Where's he from?
What's another worst coach of the year?
Worst coach.
You can't name our coach because we already know we're going to be the worst team.
That's what I said. Worst coach of the year.
Could be Frank Vogel. It could be two teams that could finish top two, but Frank Vogel and Joe Mazzulla. They could easily have better coaches that would do better with that situation.
Give me Tibbs.
I hate Tom Thibodeau.
The culture.
All right. Shane, we'll start with you with a bold prediction. What's your one bold prediction for this NBA season? Can be any award, can be anything. A crazy contract.
Bold prediction. See, this is the one that was. Phoenix. No. This one was left off of my preparation sheet, by the way, so. I'm just trying to think. Personally, bold prediction.
You want me to skip you for now?
Yeah. Too much pressure.
Barney, you want to go? You want me to go?
Bold prediction, Lakers Celtics in the finals.
Damn, hope we didn't even do the championship joints.
I know. I guess I ain't say we're going to win, but bold prediction, I got that being my finals matchup. And I think it's more so bold because of the Lakers, man. I don't think people have them. If I had to pick another bold prediction, though, I got a lot of bold predictions.
Real quick, just before I forget, I do have Celtics winning the East.
Same.
I like the Bucks and Dame, but
that Drew Holiday.
Yeah, when they got Drew, it's just like
fuck. Yeah, that Drew
Holiday. It reminded me last year when we were recording, and the Lakers were like, "Yes, we just got D'Lo," and Phoenix goes out and gets KD.
Fuck. Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah, Boston. I don't that six they have is. It's just the defense they can bring is crazy. It's no, like I said off podcast like 2 weeks ago, let's say Bucks Celtics match up in the conference finals. Dame got Drew on him. Nah, fuck that. Switch out. Give me Derek White. No easy task. All right, no Derek White. Give me Jaylen Brown. All right, not him. Give me Jason Tatum. Like, bro, there's no running. And then Horford plays the best defense against Giannis. Surprisingly, but he does.
All right, bold prediction. That'll probably be a finals, conference finals matchup. Boston and Milwaukee. And Dame will be ineffective as hell against that perimeter defense.
I believe that.
Ineffective as hell. I mean, he'll probably average like 22 on 35% shooting type shit. Like, he's not going to be able to. Why did they trade him, Drew? I hate that so much. Good for them, though, but I hate it so much.
My bold prediction, it's kind of weird, but it's just a guy entering MVP conversations.
Uh-oh.
Give me my boy Paolo. Paolo is a guy I slept on completely coming out of college. Mm-hmm. He's just, honestly, the reason I slept on him, or just knowing now, is I didn't know he was as big as he was. Like,
he's Paolo, 6'10", right?
Just the way he moves, he reminds me of like a Melo mixed with, I don't even know, just like a truck. Like,
yeah.
This man is souped up. Paolo's a dog. Like, he has a complete game. And Orlando should be taking a lot of steps this year. I know Franz and Paolo both got ranked top 50. You have two top 50 players.
Y'all didn't should be somebody making some noise. Say something about that?
Yeah, off Pat Bev.
Yeah, Pat
Bev.
Yeah. Which Pat Bev is going on a crazy rant. Like, bro, who are you? But they're both better than you, and you were your top. Anyways, Paolo, he has a complete game. I'm not sure what he brings defensively because he's a Duke guy. You know, they usually don't believe in defense other than Tatum. But he's the GOAT. He's number one on the Magic, for sure. There's nobody in conversation taking his spot. He can put up probably, you know, 25 a game this year because he averaged 20 last year as a rookie. And if the Magic can somehow get the top eight, like in that playoffs position, I think he'll enter that top five-ish MVP conversation because he has – Man, he can dominate a game. Like, it's not too many people
you can He's go out there. He's a mismatch. Yeah. He's a walking mismatch.
That's my bold prediction. And, like, real quick, I got Celtics winning the East. And I got Denver winning the West again. Like, it's just Joker's a dog. Like, it's not really. I can't think of anybody. I want to say the Lakers because they did beef up too. But Joker could just kill AD again. Like, them, it was a close sweep, but they still swept him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Joker was making some insane shots, but it was AD can't hold Joker. It's not a knock against AD because nobody can hold Joker. But yeah, give me Nuggets and Celtics. Even though it's not the prettiest looking finals on paper, it should be a decent matchup. Shane, finals prediction?
Finals. I say Boston and the Warriors rematch. No. Yeah.
From a couple years ago, yeah.
All right. Like that. Easy. Oh, and I don't know if it's bold, but the best I can muster up was the Pacers make the playoffs.
That's bold as hell, because I don't know who the fuck won that loss.
Because they got Allie's.
Oh, yeah.
They just drafted a power forward. You still got Buddy Hield.
But they were not, like, close to playoffs, I think.
Right? No, they were in the playoffs until Hallie got hurt. They started tanking. Okay. They were like top six all year until he got hurt.
But then they made a move. Yeah, they made a little move. I think they're trying to not tank for sure.
Speaking of Hallie, bold prediction, that dumbass Beam will not be lit this year for Sacramento.
Nope.
They're not making the playoffs? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're falling off.
I don't know.
That's probably the boldest
one. They're falling off. And it'll be, and I'm not saying, like, they'll be in the play-in. But they're going to lose them playing games, and that dumbass Beam is not going to be lit.
That's bold, because I think they'll just get better. I don't know if, like, they were 3-seed last year. I'm not saying they'll jump to 2 or 1, but just as a team, like, Fox, he's not, like, 19 or 20.
If you
want
to trade me Fox, I'll take him.
I don't have Fox.
No.
Like, I mean, Fox. I mean, like, I can see New Orleans taking their place. I can see OKC taking their place. I can see the Mavericks taking their place.
Yeah, Kyrie.
The only thing that may help them is that Grizzlies probably going. Grizzlies might fuck around and miss the playoffs as a whole.
They said they're not scared of nobody, though.
I don't know, man. It's no, just like Joker, it's no match for Sabonis in the West. And when they match up against those teams, your name in Dallas and OKC, your name is teams with no size. Sabonis is going to have a field. I know you're just saying, like, record-wise, they do better. But when they match up, Kings could sweep them teams because, one, you have nobody to check Fox. Like, you have Kyrie Luke about to check Fox. And then you have Derek Lively, a rookie, on Sabonis. Oh, boy.
It was cute, you know. It was cool, you know. Nice little, you know, Central spark for them. Shout out to them, but I have them missing. Yeah, you feel me? But I got them missing. I got them missing the offs.
All right, you ready for guess the player? End the show first of the season.
Who won in the chips?
Give me Denver again.
You got Denver.
The actual chip.
Yeah, the actual chip.
Give me Boston. East.
East.
LeBron getting number 5.
Oh, I would love to see it.
Yeah. LeBron getting number 5.
It would be nice.
All right, first time of the season. We're doing guess the player. I give y'all stats, accolades, whatever. Y'all got 3 guesses, 3 questions to get this player right.
Wait, 3 guesses for sure?
Yes.
I'm just making sure.
This guy's played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams. His last year in the league was 2016. Played from 03 to 16. Best year, he averaged 17.8 a game. He had 1, 2, 3, 4 straight years of 17. In the second to last year, he averaged 17, too. That's weird. He is a one-time All-Star and one-time NBA champ. I did not know he has one. Bro, I did not know he was on this team.
Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. Why are you randomly noticed? But I did not know Bo's on this team.
And it starts.
He's a guard. He was a bucket. A microwave-type player.
Okay. Wait, when was his last year?
2016.
Well, did you say his
first? No.
Okay.
He a one-time All-Star?
Mm-hmm. One-time All-Star and NBA champion. His All-Star season was the year he averaged 17.8 points and 4 assists. Yep.
Just trying to think about Brian.
No. How many years did he play?
13. Career high points. He had a 52-point game.
Did he have... What's he 15 on?
15 assists in one game, too.
Did he play for anybody for, like, an extended period of time?
Nope. Yeah, He was literally a journeyman. His longest tenure was 4 years with one team. That was it. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it was literally a different team every year. The team he got drafted to, he was on for 1 year.
Damn, that's... Yeah. That took away my guess.
One team you played for was Portland. I just want to throw that out there.
That was Devin Harris?
Nope.
Okay.
It's kind of close, though.
Play for the Wizards, I think.
Nah, I never played for the Wizards. I know not to give you these for on the show.
Guess up there eventually. I'm just trying to think. Some old dudes, man. They put me in the mix.
It's going to be kind of a random question, but you can kind of toward my questions. Did he play with a future Hall of Famer?
Yes. He got that All-Star because of the guy he played with.
Mo Williams.
Yep. I said that so I could speed this up. Yep. Mo Williams. 52-point game.
Yuck!
Yep. I definitely used to hoop with him. Okay, for sure. Dominate.
Yes, Mo Williams. That's the first one of the year.
Is that the only one for tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
I was about to guess Kurt Conrad.
He was on my list for guessing players. We're going to keep these going. NFL, we'll be back tomorrow to record an NFL podcast. The NBA will record as much as possible because the season's underway. It's going to be underway. It's going to be a very interesting season. I mean, every season is, but this is really wide open, of course. And any topics y'all want us to go over, just let us know. And we'll see y'all tomorrow and then a couple days after that. Shane, Brian, appreciate y'all for coming up here.
For sure.
And we out.